Numeon looked over to the ridge, tracking the report of a bolt pistol heard even above the storm. A bolt cracked the earth in front of him and sent the pyre captain crashing down onto his back, armor drooling smoke. In the same instant, he turned and saw the warriors behind them. He counted three, and they were moving swiftly through the churning ash. They flickered like a mirage shimmer, first distant, then closer, and closer still. It was Warpcraft.
Hryok!
He bellowed, slow to rise. On the far ridge, the one where Pergellan was meant to be keeping watch, he saw a slumped shadow and another, this one standing, disappearing into the storm as it backed away.
"Prepare yourself,"
the librarian hissed at Grammaticus. Then he was running, but not to Numion's aid. He passed the pyre captain without a second glance, having sensed the psyker in their midst.
"It's the cleric," he shouted. "I'm sorry, Artellus. He must have followed my psychic spoor into the wastes."
Numion was back on his feet and rushing over to Grammaticus, who was struggling through the storm. Without the kind shield, he was being battered, and only the drake hide was keeping him alive.
"Where is your fucking ship?"
he snapped, irritated from inside the cloak.
"Close."
"You hid a ship out here?"
asked Grammaticus, as Numion put him down under the sloping wing.
"Not I, my brother Ravens," said Numion, raking off a heavy tarpaulin that was concealing the gunship's fuselage and wings. "It was undetectable."
He turned his attention to Hryok, who had begun to describe arcane patterns in the air before him.
"Brother!"
Numion called out. He blink-clicked a proximity icon that had recently flashed up on the part of his retinal display that was still working, and a large ash mound up ahead began to shudder.
"Go, get him out! I'll deal with this! The Raven's Feast has been long overdue for me. Victorus aut mortis."
Numion turned back to the human.
"Are you all right? Are you—"
Grammaticus aimed his fist at him. Something sparkled on the ring he wore.
"Better than you, I'm afraid."
The lasbeam stabbed into Numion's retinal lens, burning out his eye and searing his face beneath. He cried out, clutching his eye, the trauma of it putting him on his knees. The bolt had struck him and split part of his armor. It wasn't clotting properly. Numion's enhanced physiology undone by something in the storm, something the cleric had incepted. It made the eye burn all the more painfully. Half blind, he snatched for the human, meaning to crush him this time. Grammaticus had hit him with a potent charge. Whilst the legionaries were plotting their assault on the spaceport and this cunning feint to get him to another ship, he had been altering the tech in his ring. The blast had exhausted it. The digital weapon was done and wouldn't charge again, but it pierced a legionary's defenses and put him down long enough to scurry from the warrior's grasp. He snatched the fulgurite from Numion's scabbard, deftly avoiding the salamander's grab.
"I'm sorry," said Grammaticus, his voice growing more distant the further away he ran, "but you were in my way."
Running hard against the storm, he reached the mound. The dulcet throb of turbine engines was obvious up close. Throwing down the tarp of camellia line, he looked back for any sign of his captors. Lightning crackled in the distance that was not caused by the storm. It illuminated three figures armored in legionary battle plate. One other, the Raven, opposed them. Numion was still down, but rising. He could pilot this ship without the salamander's help, but Grammaticus knew he didn't have long to get aboard and get away. Moving around to the rear access ramp, he paused. There was something dripping from through the rear access hatch, as if someone had released a valve and filled the hold with water. It was dark, murky, and reeked of stagnation. There was something wrong about this place, this city.
Grammaticus had felt it ever since he had made planetfall with Varte and the others. He had no weapon. The ring was useless, and so he could only rely upon his wits. At that precise moment, they seemed more than a little fragile. Hammering the hatch release icon, Grammaticus braced himself for what was within. He had wanted to leap up and onto the gunship's still-descending ramp, to rush to the cockpit and quit Triorus for good. But the figure standing before him was blocking his path. Trapped for so long in the drainage basin, all those years, the water had not been kind. Grammaticus couldn't remember his name, but the thing glaring at him through the strands of lank hair hanging down over its sunken face knew Grammaticus. Instinctively, he backed away, his ankle throbbing where the five tiny wheels still showed on his flesh. "You aren't," he began, but how could he be sure? All the things he had seen, all the deeds he had done. The drowned advanced towards Grammaticus, his gait shuffling and unsteady, leaving a trail of drain water behind him. A childhood trauma, one from his first life. Why did this horror eclipse all the others? Grammaticus recoiled and found unyielding warplate preventing further retreat. He turned to face his attacker, knowing the game had ended at last.
"You're headed the wrong way if you want to escape," said Numion, one eye ablaze through his retinal lens. Glancing back, Grammaticus saw the drowned boy was gone, but the delay had cost him dearly.
"Is this when you kill me?" he asked, still a little shaken, but shoring up his composure with each passing second.
"I should have killed you when I first saw you. Tell me this. Is what you said true? Does Vulcan still live?"
"As far as I know," Grammaticus' answer was cut by the report of a bolt pistol. In front of him, Numion convulsed as the shell struck him in the torso and punched the salamander off his feet.
"You have proven remarkably elusive, John Grammaticus. But then, you are quite remarkable, aren't you?"
said a cultured yet terrifying voice. The dull click of a bolt pistol being primed to fire again froze Grammaticus in place. He turned, having made it halfway up the ramp, and saw the word-bearer cleric drawing down on him.
"So I'm told," he said, fulgurite still in hand.
"Give the spear to me," the dark apostle ordered. "Throw it onto the ground."
Numion was still down and not looking like he was going to get up. Grammaticus obeyed.
"What now?"
"Now you will come with me, then I shall show you the true meaning of the warp."
"I'll pass, if that's all the same to you."
"Didn't say you had a choice, mortal."
Elias wagged the pistol's muzzle, gesturing for Grammaticus to step down from the ramp and out of the gunship's waiting hold. He hesitated.
"I'll be shredded out there."
Elias briefly looked at the athame dagger sheathed at his belt.
"You won't be out here long enough for that. The shredding comes later, though."
Grammaticus was taking his first steps back down the ramp, trying desperately to think of a way out of this, when a charge trembled the air. It wasn't from the lightning field. It was nothing to do with the storm at all. Elias felt it too and began to turn. Something was coming.